I am Leonard Whitbeard. It's Friday, May the 2nd, and here's your news at 7 a.m. Erongo Regional Police Commissioner Nicolaus Kubembona has denounced acts of violence in the Uis community following a petrol bomb attack tied to ongoing disputes surrounding the Daure Daman Traditional Authority. The unrest flared up after the controversial reopening of the authority's office, which sparked outrage amongst residents. Social justice activist Herbert Jauch.
We have reports, confirmed reports of police brutality, people being hit with butts of guns and people being kicked. Very clearly a case of intimidation where, like, the local chief Sabib from the traditional authority seems to play also a dubious role in the collusion between him and the police.
Several public hospitals countrywide have been forced to cancel routine surgeries and only perform emergency operations due to a shortage of anesthetic drugs. Affected facilities include Windhoek Central Hospital, Karutura Intermediate State Hospital, Kietmans and Rundu State Hospitals. Health Ministry spokesperson Walter Skamaya confirmed the shortage at Rundu's State Hospital.
Noting the observed low stock situation at Rundu Intermediate Hospital, the ministry has instituted immediate measures to ensure that adequate quantity of the requisite stock is dispatched to Intermediate Hospital Rundu immediately.
To address the Meat Corporation's financial woes, the Finance Ministry has earmarked 212 million in the upcoming budget to clear its DBN loan and enhance liquidity. Finance Minister Erika Shafuda said the measure for MeatCo is designed to stabilize the corporation's finances. Business analyst Joseph Shihama shared his view on the matter.
Give people a warning. Apply consequences management to the chief executives and the justification for the state employment of state owner enterprises, as well as how competition pressure will apply to maintain commercial focus and discipline. And also, please dismiss, fire the incompetent chief executive.
As South Africa marked Workers' Day, the Democratic Alliance in the Northwest has reflected on the tragedy of 16 August 2012 at Marikana. DA provincial leader Freddy Sonakile is urging the immediate tabling of a detailed and costed plan for a Marikana monument. This follows the failure of the Provincial Department of Arts and Culture, along with the Department of Economic Development, Environment, Conservation and Tourism, to secure funding from the Treasury.
We also demand a formal apology from the provincial government to the Marikana families, and real accountability, not more empty promises. This government's incompetence is a betrayal of the workers' memory. This Workers' Day, while the ANC holds rallies all over the country, the families of Marikana will still be waiting for justice and dignity.
U.S. President Donald Trump has announced he's moving his national security advisor Michael Waltz to New York to become the U.N. ambassador. It follows the embarrassing incident where Waltz added a journalist to a group chat detailing classified information about airstrikes on Yemen. From Washington, our correspondent is Nick Harper.
Earlier on Thursday, there was reporting that Mike Waltz had been fired, the national security advisor, but loyalist to Trump, had been on shaky ground in recent weeks since he accidentally added a journalist to a group chat on the app Signal. But this is clearly shunting him aside. The UN role has remained unfilled since Donald Trump returned to office, and the president had clearly been souring on his national security advisor. That role now goes to Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who Trump says will be doing both roles at once. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.